USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. At least 10 people were killed and 10 others wounded when a suspect shot them at a ballroom in a suburb of Los Angeles during a Chinese Lunar New Year festival last night. It's top of mind for residents in Monterey Park, about 7 miles from downtown Los Angeles.
It's very surprising, shocking to hear that something like this went on in not only a small city, but my city.
Police say the suspect took off and has not yet been caught. There is no word on a motive. A face-to-face meeting over the debt limit is going to take place.
President Biden is expected to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to discuss the debt ceiling, although no time or official date has been set for that meeting. Earlier, the president had said he was not going to negotiate with Republicans on raising the debt ceiling. The $31.4 trillion debt ceiling increase is all about money Congress has already approved. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden's attorney says 6 additional classified documents have been uncovered in the president's Delaware home after a search Friday by the Department of Justice. They appear to be related to his time as vice president and from his time in the U.S. Senate. The first Supreme Court opinions of the year come down Monday, and many big issues remain for the justices.
Coming up, new rulings on election laws and redistricting, affirmative action and higher education, website design for same-sex marriage ceremonies, EPA protections for wetlands, and the independent state legislature theory, which Republicans in North Carolina and elsewhere argue that exclusive power to govern federal elections in a state resides with that state's legislature. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
It was 50 years ago today that the U.S. Supreme Court issued a decision in the landmark Roe v. Wade case, ruling the Constitution allows women the right to an abortion. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In the NFL, the Eagles and Chiefs now one game away from the Super Bowl, punching their tickets to next weekend's conference title games.
It was all Philadelphia on Saturday night, routing their NFC East rivals, the Giants.
Just happy to get this dub, and we're still hungry, and we're not done.
Philly gets the winner of Sunday's Dallas-San Francisco matchup for the NFC Championship. The Chiefs are in familiar territory, advancing to their fifth straight AFC title game, holding off the Jaguars 27-20. KC, though, with a scare, as star QB Patrick Mahomes was hobbled by an ankle injury.
I ran back there, got the x-ray, and was able to finish the game.
Mahomes, who threw for 2 scores, said he'll be ready for next weekend against either Buffalo or Cincinnati. I'm Jerry Varmash.
6 people were arrested last night in Atlanta during protests following the police shooting death of a 26-year-old man. Mayor Andre Dickens says protesters smashed windows and set a police vehicle on fire. There are reports that fireworks and rocks were also thrown at a police building. Meanwhile, the ongoing unrest in Peru has suspended tourists from entering the Inca site Machu Picchu.
Nationwide protests left 30 people injured this week, and over 10 people were arrested in the city of Puno as things turned violent. Peru is seeing some of its worst political violence in recent memory as protesters call for new elections. Officials say visitors who have a ticket for January 21st or later can claim a refund for up to 1 month after the end of the protest.
Dave Collins reporting. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA. Or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.